This meditation is also to do with transforming emotions, but it takes a slightly different approach. I call it what if, which is basically, what if I had behaved differently? So make your preparation. And your motivation can include the idea of, I'm doing this in order to manage my emotions, to be more emotionally intelligent in my interactions with others. Lovely deep calming breaths, finding your posture. Gently easing yourself in to a comfortable position and a comfortable, stable state of mind. Then recall an incident when you got really crazy angry or upset over something somebody did. Perhaps you shouted, said things you wish you hadn't said that created more problems. And this will probably continue throughout your life, but it's always good to use meditation in order to remind yourself of the psychological processes we go through and how we can intervene with the rational mind. Relive the event in your mind by visualizing and remembering how you were, how your body became taut, how you used your arms or your legs, your hands, how your face became contorted, how you must have appeared to others, and the effects of your emotional outburst. Focus on how this emotion made you feel physically, the heat in your body, your racing pulse, maybe tightness in your chest, or tears of frustration. Reimagining this, generate those uncomfortable feelings. Then with deep, healing breaths, you release them while you say, what if? What if? What if? Return to the incident in your imagination and remain calm and rational. Reliving it as you think a rational person would have. Expressing yourself assertively, but not defensively or aggressively. Generating some kind of feeling of compassion towards the person or people. Perhaps using humour. Perhaps using silence. listening while others spoke. You're living it as if you had been rational, reasonable, and compassionate, because it is quite likely that they were unpleasant, difficult, perhaps even offensive and rude. Be clear how this affects the outcome of your dispute, how it takes the heat out of the situation. And if you had managed to behave like this, notice what you feel and where in your body, and then with regret vow to be rational the next opportunity you get when a difficult situation arises. It's nice to end this meditation with some white light black smoke breathing, which is quite simple. You visualize yourself breathing in pure healing light from a benign source, universal goodness, Buddha, God, Allah, and as you breathe out, visualize your disturbing emotions and feelings as black smoke disappearing into the depths of the earth to harm no one and nothing. This helps you purify your mind. And heal any sense of remaining anger or frustration. Breathe out guilt as well. You don't want to carry this. You're just human. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't their fault. Just a new clear explosion of energy as you came together. And gradually fill yourself with light, as if you're filling up an empty jug. Until all the black smoke of emotional disturbance has disappeared. And the light is coming out of your nostrils and out of every pore of your, in your skin. And you feel calm and relaxed. Dissolve the visualization into a pea-sized source of light within you. If you wish, you can dissolve the benign source down through your crown chakra and into your heart. as if you have absorbed their purity, that goodness. And then even dissolve that whilst retaining a sense of completion. And healing.